What is no karta? You have. Where is your karta? Where is your karta? Where is your karta? Without karta, I will not allow you to sit in council. From tomorrow, I will see. Without kartal, kartal is our main thing. No need of harmonium and behla, tar and other thing. But kartal should be there. I have of my own kartal. Swamiji is to have his own kartal. It means you don't like kirtan. Really. So, try to have kartal. In Nagar Sankirtan, no mridanga, nothing, oh, only kartal will do. So try to have kartal. Oh, Ujjala Varana Gaurav. You remember?
Thank you. Thank you.
Mahamantram.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Nitya Gaur Hari Bol. Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Nitai Gaur Premanande
Nitai Gaur Premanande
Nitai Gaur Premanande. Just to tell the meaning of standing, Ujjwala Bharana Gaura Varadeya.
Kyananjana Salakaya Chaksurun Militam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Nama. First, I offer my unlimited obeisances in the dust of the lotus feet of my Paramaraja Tamaguru Pada Padma, Nichalila Pravishna Om Vishnupad Astotara Satashri Srimad Srila Bhakti Vedanta Swami Prabhupada, and the same unlimited obeisances in the dust of the lotus feet of my Paramaraja Tamaguru Diksha Shiksha Guru Pada Padma, Om Vishnu Pad Astotara Satashri Srimad Srila Bhakti Vedanta Narayan Goswami Maharaj, to all of our Guru Varga and all the assembled devotees.
Not so much.
Okay. This is a very beautiful song by Sri Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, who was an intimate associate of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he composed this song, Ujjwala Varana. This is a description of actually Krishna. Krishna himself took the mood and complexion of Srimati Radhika because of three desires that were unfulfilled in his position of Krishna. That is, Krishna knows everything, but there are three things that he doesn't know. That is, he doesn't know the extent of the glory of Srimati Radhika's love for him. He also doesn't know what kind of relish she tastes when she experiences his four kinds of sweetness: the sweetness of his flute pastimes, the sweetness of his lila, the sweetness of his qualities, and the sweetness of his beautiful form. He himself experiences himself somewhat, but not as fully as he's experienced by Srimati Radhika. He also doesn't understand fully the pleasure that she experiences in their loving relationship. Krishna is Ananda, Purna Anandamaya. That is, he's the embodiment of all bliss. One atomic drop of his pleasure can drown the whole world in spiritual bliss. But still he says that even though this is true, the love of Srimati Radhika drives me mad and bewilders me. So to understand these three things, he appears in the form of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He's not anyone other than himself, Sri Krishna, covered by the mood and complexion of Srimati Radhika. So, Ujjwala Varana, this brilliant complexion of Gaura, golden complexion of Srimati Radhika, covering Krishna, he assumes her bhavs. Krishna's love, he's the embodiment of love. God is love, love is God. But his love does not go to the extent of her Madanakya Mahabhav. So he begs her, Please let me borrow your love so that I can experience it. She says, yes, I'll lend it to you. And in that way, you'll come as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And when you do come in that form, then I'll also inspire you to come closer and closer to my moods in the form of my sakis, Lalita and Vishakha, who will take the form of Sri Sarup Damodar and Ramananda Rai. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna himself. There's a very, very beautiful song by Narahari Sagara that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is appearing as a sannyasi, but actually he's Lampad Guru, Krishna himself, who's so much enamored by the gopis that he's embracing them so tightly that he becomes one with their luster, one with their kumkum, and that becomes his complexion. It's described in this song that he wears a saffron-colored cloth. That saffron-colored cloth is a combination of Srimati Radhika's red cloth and Krishna's yellow cloth. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Radha Krishna Nahi Anya. And Srimati Radhika's Madanakya Mahabhav of the highest exposition of sattvika bhavs, the eight kinds of transformation of the body, are finally experienced by Krishna in his form of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he relishes his own names, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna is himself Krishna, and yet because he's Raso Vai Saha, or he's the taster, Rasika Shekhar, he's the taster of the highest pleasures, so he also wants to feel separation from his own self. That's another kind of pleasure, because that increases his meeting with himself, or his own Atmaram. Krishna is known as Atmaram, or he takes pleasure in his own self. But why? Because Srimati Radhika is a manifestation of his own self, one candle with two wicks, one stem with two flowers, one tattva, Shakti and Shaktiman, the supreme reservoir of all energies, the source of all energies, the controller of all energies, and the embodiment of his complete energy, which in turn makes him what he is, the Supreme Bhagavan. So that Supreme Bhagavan, finally tasting the highest love of himself and feeling supreme separation and meeting of himself, is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He's described in this song as wearing beautiful tilak. So when Radha and Krishna meet, their tilak also becomes somewhat wiped off by their love. And that combination is the beautiful renunciation tilak of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. When we know about the love of Radha and Krishna, at that time we can know that all the love affairs, all the relationships in any relation of this material world is nothing but a perverted reflection of that. And then we can become supremely renounced from all these so-called loving affairs, which are actually lusty affairs. So the so-called lust of Radha and Krishna, their highest, most pure conjugal love, becomes the renunciation Vaishnava tilak of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. His gait is very slow, just as Srimati's gait is very slow when she goes to Nanda Bhavan every morning and cooks for Krishna. She can barely walk because she's so weighted down by her ecstatic bhavs, hair standing on end, trembling, tears, pallor of the complexion. And she looks like she's almost about to break as she walks with her ecstasies, and her maidservants have to hold her around her waist because thinking that her very thin waist might break due to her heavy ecstasies. So similarly, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna finally having grasped the moods of Srimati Radhika, who's the embodiment of the highest love of God. So his gait is very slow and trembling. His lips are trembling as he's chanting the holy name. His eyes are red, because Radha and Krishna get no sleep at night because they're absorbed in their loving affairs. And then their Sakis awake them in the morning that you must get up now even though you haven't rested at night, otherwise your in-laws will all find out about your pastimes and they'll all be over. So the combination of Radha Krishna's pastimes as an appendix seen from her point of view, just as in any relationship we wonder, what is the other person thinking? They're acting in this way, but are they really thinking in the way they're acting, or how are they thinking? Why do we think like this? Because it's coming from the absolute truth, Atato Brahma Jigyasa. All feelings, relationships, thoughts, frustrations, pains, pleasures, separation, and meeting are all nothing but perverted reflections of the reality. The perverted reflection of a tree reflected in a muddy river, if we try to get a flower or fruit from that tree, what happens? We just get muddy water. Always frustration. If I try to get some mangoes or sweet cakes, like the cake we had last night, reflected in a mirror, what happens? Frustration. I only bang on the glass. But because the reflection is there, it means the reality is there. So Radha and Krishna are the sum total of all things. And Krishna has come as the supreme guru to teach us how we can also become a servant of Srimati Radhika, who experiences the highest love of Krishna. And through her, we can also experience the highest love that is possible for a jiva. Thank you.
Radha Kanta Prabhu has given Pushpanjali and Brajnath Prabhu can read it from San Francisco. He wanted to come here, but he could not come. So he has sent. Not so long?
Not so long. Ajnana timarandasya jnanandjana salakaya chaksurun viritam yena tasmai sri gurave namaha vancha kalpataruphya sri kripa sindhuvevatya patitanam pavanepyo vaishnavepyo namo namaha. Yesterday we observed the auspicious appearance day of our beloved Gurudev, and today we want to just continue a little bit by reading the offering of Srimad Radhakanta Prabhu from San Francisco. Actually, on this day of the appearance of the spiritual master, all the disciples all over the world, all the followers, all the ones who are inspired by Sri Gurudev, they become very happy, because this is the most auspicious event in their life. Every day we should observe this, every moment. And as we are properly adopting the process which so mercifully given by Sri Gurudev, we will realize that every day our heart becomes more and more occupied by the merciful appearance of Gurudev. Just like the sun comes up, gradually everything becomes more and more clear. So every day, practicing properly, we will see how Gurudev will manifest himself within our heart. And those who have taken Diksha, especially taking seriously the process, they will experience this for sure. So we are so happy on this special occasion. I wish I could say more, but yesterday already I was not allowed to say anything, and now again Gurudev doesn't want to continue too long, but know it for sure, my experience is that every moment being in association with Sri Gurudev, our heart becomes more and more purified and more happiness. The happiness which reflects from Sri Gurudev is no different from the happiness which is there in Sri Nityananda Prabhu and originally in Srimati Radhika. How happy they are serving Krishna. The Anandam Buri Vardhanam, which is present fully in the heart of Srimati Radhika. Balaram Prabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, Sri Gurudev is direct manifestation. And observing, being in Gurudev's association, we see how happy he is, serving 24 hours, no problems, yeah? Always helping the devotees. One simple thing I would like to share with you, I'll keep it short and then I'll start Radhakanta Prabhu's beautiful offering. Knowing that all over the world, yesterday and the day before, yeah, the devotees were observing Gurudev's appearance in Delhi, in Houston, in San Diego, in Bath, in Canada, Saranagati, in Birmingham, yeah. Wherever the devotees could gather, they gathered in Delhi, in Harinagar. Yeah, they gathered together, even rain was there in Janakpuri. They came to Harinagar and observed all the Delhi devotees in Vrindavan, in Mathura. And all were so happy. Yeah. So Gurudev asked a question to one devotee in Fiji. And today he asked the same question to another devotee who came to him. And these devotees were initiated according to their understanding by any guru, yeah, in the process of Krishna consciousness. One was initiated for 20 years and Gurudev asked them, what is your relationship with Krishna? And then the devotee answered, Krishna is my father. Yeah. Then Gurudev asked, what about Mother Yasoda? Who is Mother Yasoda? Then he could not say. Yeah. So Gurudev said, this is the first thing which Gurudev will give you upon initiation. Yeah, when we receive initiation, it means we are entering the school of initiation. And Gurudev will first, he will give us our relationship with Krishna. What is the relationship with Krishna? So Krishna, he is the beloved of Srimati Radhika. Yeah, and we are mercifully receiving the opportunity to develop our transcendental form, yeah, which is non-different from being the dasi of the dasi of the dasi of Srimati Radhika. Yeah. So who is Krishna? Who is Mother Yasoda? Who is Nanda Maharaj? Who are the father and mother? Yeah, Vrishabhanu Maharaj and Kirtika Devi of Srimati Radhika. All these relationships will become very clear once we receive Diksha properly. So these devotees became very happy and they at once were very inspired to practice properly. So this is what the guru is giving, the bona fide guru. He giving us our proper relationship with Krishna. He will take away all our desires for engaging in sinful activities. He will even take away all the bad habits which we are performing. And then everything becomes very auspicious. This is the sign we are practicing properly, and this is the mercy of Gurudev. Now this offering has been submitted by Srimad Radhakanta Prabhu. Many of you know him. He is a very wonderful devotee, helping everywhere as much as he can. And he wished he could be here. Many devotees have written offerings. Also here I know that many of you want to read your offering. Yesterday, Damodar Priya Didi, she wrote a beautiful offering. I had it ready for reading by yourself, but time was not there. And even today Gurudev asked, where is the offering? So perhaps tomorrow we can bring it and you can read it. Dear Srila Gurudev, I offer my most heartfelt, loving Dandavat pranams at the lotus feet of Om Vishnu Pada Sri Srimad Bhaktivedanta Narayan Goswami Maharaj on this most auspicious day of your appearance into this world. I also offer my prostrated obeisances likewise to all of our Rupanuga Guru Varga, especially Om Vishnu Pada Sri Srimad Gorgovinda Swami and Om Vishnu Pada Sri Srimad Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, who have given so many of us Western devotees inspiration and guidance. I regret that I cannot speak this to you in person in Australia, as I had desired, in the company of all your loving disciples. Please accept these words of praise and honor from the least significant of your followers. Acharyamam Vigyaniyam navam yeta karhichit. Mamarcha buddhya so yeta saravadeva maya guru. Know the acharya to be as good as myself. Never disrespect him. Never envy him or consider him an ordinary man, for he is the sum total of all the demigods. Your jewel-like personality is reflecting not only the good qualities of all the demigods, but also the qualities of our previous acharyas. As the head of our sampradaya, Lord Brahma underwent severe austerities in order to understand and preach the glories of the Vedas. So, you also have spent your whole life practicing strictly Krishna consciousness, performing Nam Bhajan, studying the Shastras, performing Brajamanda Parikram, and serving your Gurudev and Vaishnavas. Now you are spreading the fruit of these practices to the whole world through book publication and worldwide preaching. As Narada Muni is so tricky in his dealings with Krishna and the devotees, you are also so tricky and delightfully playful in your dealings with all of us. As Vyasadeva wrote down all the important scriptures for the benefit of mankind, you are translating and commenting on the Srimad Bhagavatam and the literatures of the Goswamis for the benefit of all. As Sukadev Goswami perfectly distributed the Srimad Bhagavatam for Parikshit Maharaj and all the sages, you are continually doing kirtan of Srimad Bhagavatam everywhere you go, giving the essence of Srimad Bhagavatam in just 7 days. We know that everywhere we go, we will go for 6-7 days, and Gurudev will go through the whole Srimad Bhagavatam, giving the essence. This is so wonderful. As Sri Chaitanya and his parikars relished Prem Nam Sankirtan, you are relishing. You are revealing to the devotees who have been tinged with years of Vaidhi Bhakti that there is another bhakti called Raganuga, and that is the treasure that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to give. As a true Rupanuga Vaishnav, you are revealing the internal status and significance of Srila Rupa Goswami. He gave the world Gauranga's treasure of divine love, being Sri Chaitanya Manovishtam, the same you are doing. As Raghunadas Goswami was an intimate associate of Srila Rupa Goswami and exhibited such love and attachment for the service of Srimati Radhika, coupled with divine detachment from this material world, so you are exhibiting these qualities in the same way. Who else but such a close associate of Srila Raghunadas Goswami could imbibe into our hearts attraction to the service of the divine couple under the guidance of Sri Rupa and Sri Raghunath? As Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur poured his heart and soul into his writings, especially the Jaiva Dharma, you have translated this most important work for the benefit of the whole world. As Sri Srimad Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur did such bold preaching in India and desired it to be spread to the Western countries, you are fulfilling that order, continuing the work of Sri Srimad Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj. As your Gurudev was so affectionate to his disciples and personally trained them, you are doing the same for your disciples. Upaniya tuya shisham veda maya madhyapayad didya sankalpam sa rahasyam satam acharyam prachaksate. An acharya is not only one who only confers the sacred thread. He trains his disciples in sacrifice and teaches them the confidential meaning of the Vedas. Such a spiritual master is an acharya, according to saintly authorities. As all our acharyas are worshipable, you are similarly worshipable on this Vyasa Puja day. Gurava Bhava Bhava Santi Shisha Vitta Paharaka Dullaba Sadgurur Devi Shisha Satta Paharaka. Many gurus take advantage of their disciples and plunder them. They exploit their disciples for sex and use them to amass wealth. But a guru who can remove the miseries of his disciples, that guru is very rare. Lakhs and lakhs of cycles of births and deaths have passed in this material world following materialistic men, pseudo-religionists, Mayavadis, Buddhists, and even pretentious so-called Gaudiya Vaishnava gurus. If anyone should finally be happy, relieved, and appreciative of a true bona fide Sadguru like Sri Srimad Bhaktivedanta Narayan Goswami Maharaj, it is this fallen Radhakanta Das. Praying to stay in your association and the association of pure Vaishnavas, I offer this glorification on the occasion of your Holy Appearance Day, February 12, 2002. Hare Krishna.
Jnanatimirandhasya Jnananjanasalakaya Chakshurunimilitam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Nama Vanchakalpatarubhyasya Kripa Sindhubhyayvacha Patitanam Pavanibhyo Vaishnavibhyo Nama Namo Mahavadanaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gauratvise Nama Gurave Gaurachandraya Radhikaya Tadalaya Krishnaya Krishna Bhaktaya Tadabhaktaya Nama Yang Prabhrajantam Anupetam Apeta Krityam Dvaipanyanu virahakataraya juhava Putreti tanmetaya tarvobhinedu Tang sarvabhutaridayam munimanutosmi tavai vasmi najivami tvayabhina Iti vighai radhe tang naimam charnantike First of all, we should know that those who accept Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, those who accept Nityananda Prabhu, all are in one family, and that is called Gaur family. It may be some difference of some special thing like Narottam Parivar, Nityananda Parivar, Jahnavi Parivar, Roop Parivar, like this so many. But mainly they are one, Gaur family. It has been told in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Who are initiated or not initiated? No question. Only accepting Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu, and in their guidance they want to serve Radha Krishna conjugal, they are Gaur family. Gradually from Kanishth to Madhyam, from Madhyam to Uttam, they will be. So we must try to honor them. We should not criticize. We should take their qualities and do bhajan. This is the aim and object of our life, so that we can serve Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. First you will have to worship Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will manifest in the form of Radha and Krishna conjugal. And this is the a very easiest process. As Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as Sri Rupa Goswami is called Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Jain Bhutale Shri Rupam Mayam Dadati Me Shupada. I think that if you want to know about Rupa and his instructions, you will have to offer yourself in the lotus feet of Saptam Goswami Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur. Nowadays, without him there is no way to enter in the way of Rupa Goswami, process of Rupa Goswami. And I think that his last work and highest work is Jaiva Dharma. If you want to enter in Bhakti realm, if you want to know something about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in the process of Rupa Goswami, you will have to follow. Very easily, through this Jaiva Dharma you can know. So I think so many devotees told me that you gave a class in Germany for 7 days or 6 days about Jaiva Dharma. Oh, everyone here and there, in world everywhere, all are appreciating that thing. So we should not try to jump on the rush tree on the top. First we should be in the root of that tree. Gradually we should try to go up. If you are jumping, then you must fall. So don't try to. I've told so many times to all, but some are desperate. Very desperate. They want to go, be on the top, not in bottom. Anyhow, they are accepting Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and they have some wish. So we should try to tolerate them and to give some instruction, not to do like so. So time to time I do like chastise, not to do like this. We should first follow Gita, other books, Chaitanya Charitamrita, Sanatana Shiksha, then Rupa Shiksha and others. So I am going to give a class of Jaiva Dharma. By this you can enter. And this is very necessary. So we're doing pranam to Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur. Namo Bhakti Vinodaya Sachidananda Namini Gaur Shakti Sarupaya Rupanuga Baraya. He is Rupanuga, but Gaur Shakti. Who is Gaur Shakti really? Gadadhar. So he is none different from Gadadhar Pandit. His manifestation. So he should be pleased with us and sprinkle his mercy to us, so that we can serve Gaur Nityananda Prabhu. And finally, should enter in the Radha Krishna service. So I am beginning this, doing pranam of. What is Rupanuga? What is Rupanuga? Can you express? What is Rupanuga? Where is? I give it. What is Rupanuga? What do you mean by Rupanuga? Rupanuga Baraya.
Svataya Chakshu Unmalitam Nena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namah. To be a Rupanuga is to follow in the footsteps of Srila Rupa Goswami, Prabhupada. In a deeper sense, we can understand who Srila Rupa Goswami Prabhupada is in the form of Sri Rupa Manjari. The subject matter is very high. To follow in the line of Sri Rupa Goswami is to be a servant of the divine couple in a particular mood of service. That particular mood of service, the subject matter is...
No harm.
No.
In brief, you can.
Okay.
As a ingita.
They can render service to the divine couple in a very beautiful and unique way, where they have a very intimate connection with serving Sri Sri Radha Govinda. Their contact with Sri Sri Radha and Govinda is unlimited because they're very young. And these young gopi girls are headed by Sri Rupa Manjari. So to follow in this line is to be a servant from the bottom to the top. To serve Sri Rupa Goswami is to start to follow Upadeshamrita. How beautiful it is that such the highest devotee of Srimati Radharani has come to the lowest point of giving us Sri Upadeshamrita. They've come from the top to say, oh my dear friends, gather up your senses, control your senses. Vacho vegam manasa krodha vegam, like this. Control your mind, your body, your speech. And he's giving his teachings this way, and then gradually up and up and up to take us to the pinnacle of human, or the pinnacle of attainment for any jiva soul, is to become a servant of Sri Rupa Goswami, Sri Rupa Manjari. So to be a Rupa Nuga is to follow in this line.
Thank you. You, something more? Not elaborately. Like a class, 1 hour. Very simple.
Om Agyanam Timirandas.
Don't.
Gurudev has asked me to speak on Rupanuga Vaishnavism. So
try to know all. Especially the who they don't allow to read the books of Rupa Goswami. How they will know what is Rupa Nuga? And that is why they are bound to fall down. They should know Rupa Nuga. So I've asked this question, that you should also have an idea what is called Rupa Nuga.
In order to understand the word Rupa Nuga, Rupa means Rupa Goswami, or as Sri Prajbalabha Prabhu said, Rupa Manjari. Anuga means to follow. In order to understand the meaning of Rupa Anuga, we have to know the meaning of Raga Anuga. In order to understand Raga Anuga, we have to understand Ragatmika. Rag means absorption, such a total absorption in the object of love, Sri Krishna, and a simultaneous, unlimited, unquenching thirst to attain him. This is ragatmika, the rag or absorption in the atmas or the souls of the associates of Krishna in Goloka Vrindavan. These ragatmika devotees are of four kinds: servant, parent, friend, and beloved. The followers of the ragatmika bhaktas, the residents of Vrindavan, are called raganugas.
They're
performing sadhan bhakti in order to attain the footsteps and the association of the ragatmika bhaktas. The raganuga sadhan bhaktas, like Rupa Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, Srila Viswanath Chakrabarti Thakur, and their followers, all the way down to our present acharyas, like Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur and his followers, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, they're all ragatmika bhaktas, but they've taken the sadhak form as raganuga sadhakas in order to teach us how to come to that platform of externally following the rules and regulations of that sadhan and internally, when one is advanced enough to meditate on his spiritually conceived siddha-deha or spiritually perfected form as a manjari. So there's ragatmika, residents of Goloka Vrindavan. Their followers in sadhan bhakti are called raga atmika, raganuga. And raganuga, just as ragatmika is of four kinds, so raganuga, those sadhaks who are following in their footsteps, praying to become like them in the authorized prayers of our Goswamis, following the instructions of our Sat Goswami, the seventh Goswami, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur and his followers. Then there are four kinds. Again, servant, parent, friend, and beloved. Within those, beloved is the conjugal associates of Srimati Radhika as conjugal lovers of Sri Krishna. Then Raganuga in conjugal love has two divisions. One is called Tat Tat Bhava Ichchatmika, and the other is called Samboga Ichchatmika. Samboga Ichchatmika, Raganuga Sadhan Bhaktas are followers of Lalita Vishaka Radhika. But in for a living entity, no one can follow as a conjugal lover of Krishna. If one tries to follow that sadhana, he'll immediately fall down as a sahajya. There's no such thing as a living entity, a conditioned living entity, who can have that bhav of sambhogatmika. The living entity can go utmost to tat-tat bhava ichatmika. That is, tat-tat bhav, the bhav of Lalita, Vishaka, and ultimately Radhika, accepting their bhav in the heart by serving them. In other words, whatever Srimati Radharani experiences in her service to Krishna, her maidservants experience the same thing. Whatever happens on her mind, whatever happens on her body, is also experienced by those maidservants in that realm called Tat-tat Bhava Ichchatmika, that part of Kamatmika or Madhurya Bhav Rati, the relationship with Krishna in conjugal ras. Again, it has two divisions, Sambhogatmika, like Lalita, Vishaka, and ultimately Radhika, and the living entity, the conditioned living entity, can only follow up to Rupa Manjari, which is the highest pinnacle of devotion for the jiva, for the fortunate jiva. The conditioned soul can follow that sadhana, tat-tat bhava, ichatmika, that anuga, that following, which is called Rupa Anuga. Every Rupa Anuga sadhaka is within the category of Raga Anuga. They're within the category of the four. But not every Raga Anuga sadhaka is Rupa Anuga. This is a special kind within Madhurya Ras. Within Madhurya Ras, there's a special attachment to Krishna. When the attachment to Srimati Radhika is as much as that to Krishna, or almost as much as their attachment to Krishna, this is called Surhit Bhav, the friends of Radhika.
Thank you.
Oh, I was just getting to a really good...
Don't make it complicated. Okay. New person, they will not understand all this.
Gaur Premanandi Hari Haribo.
You are telling all these things very good. What? You should know that there are two kinds of sadhak. Two kinds of sadhak. Sadhan bhakta and bhav bhakta. He was of bhav bhakta sadhak, not a Sadhan Bhakti, but Bhav Bhakti. And he was like Raganuga. Raganuga. No question here. He was very fond of Krishna. He was in the side of Krishna, below Mangal. So what you can tell, you can tell him. You can read his book, Krishna Karanamritam. Mahaprabhu liked it. So he was Raganuga and Bhavak. To be a real sadhana bhakti, it is very hard. Having some mode of what is our mode and what is our object of bhajan. That is what to achieve? Oh, bhav. This is sadhana bhakti. Kriti. So it will go longer so much. So I am telling Rupanga, how Rupa Goswami followed Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in his father form, in the form of a Rupa Goswami. How? He Radhike, Brajadevike, Chalalite, He Nanda Suno Kuta, Shri Govardhan Kalpapadapatale, Kalindi Vannekta, Ghoshantavit Sarvatai Khedai Mahabihvalau, Bande Rup Sanat, Ramjugavsi. Especially Rup. Especially Rup. Padabjo Stavira Vardashameva. Nanyat Kadapi Samaye Kila Devi Jati. Shakhayate Mamanustam Namaste Nityam Dashayate. I only want to serve, O Radhikeyu. Radhikeyu. I don't want to be your Sakhi. Like Lalita Vishakha. This is the thing that Raghunath Das Goswami has told. I want to serve your remnant. Oh, this is called Rupanuga. Raghunath Das Goswami was best among all the Rupanuga. So this thing. And in his gopi form, Rup Manjari, how, in what mood, what relation he served Radha and Krishna conjugal. If following both in sadhak form and siddha. Sadhak. Seva sadhak rupena siddha rupena cha. Both following rup. Then he is rupanuga really. So I have told so many times that all raganuga may come in Rupanuga. All are Raganuga. But all Raganuga are not Rupanuga. Jayadev Goswami is not Rupanuga. Sarup Damodar Raya Ramanandi is not Rupanuga. They are on the head of Rupanuga. This we must know gradually. If in 16 years, 20 years, or more than 30 years, we are not knowing all these things, what it means? We are doing nothing. So I have come to inform you that bhakti is like a river. If you will store water one place, then it will be dirty. So many worms will come, hookworms and so many. But river with current is light, and so many webs should be in that river. So many fishes should be there. So many cuckoo birds should be on the tree, on the bank of that river should be there. So all these things should be there. Not as stagnant in the one position. That is called bhakti. And bhakti river, bhakti rasa. So we must know all these things. If you will give more your energy to learn all these things, serving a high class of Vaishnava, hearing always, practicing always, no need of thinking about maintenance. Krishna will maintain. He has promised. So why we are so much in worry for maintenance? Oh, Krishna will surely. He has promised. Not only he has promised, he has told his devotees, or you should promise. Pranashyami. So we should try to be like that. Always. Don't give your whole energy in family maintenance and all these things. The fruit of hearing Harikatha. But if you are really hearing Harikatha and doing Kirtan, oh, surely what will come first? Vairagya.
Detachment
from worldly things and desires. Must come. And if not coming, you are not practicing well. Your energy going here and there. And second, tattva jnana will come. Tattva jnana. And by this, a greed will come to serve Radha and Krishna. First to Mahaprabhu and then to Radha and Krishna. So if you will read Jaiva Dharma, Rupa Anugatva, at a time, detachment. I see that, hearing and practicing bhakti yoga for so many years, about 40 years, and in the age of 60, 70, I want to marry. What is this nonsense? Though are married, they have some realization. What is marriage? Dog and cats are more
expert
in these things, and you want to defeat them. What is this nonsense? Where you are, detachment should come. Pandavas were with family, with Draupadi, Subhadra, so many. But always detachment. Their love and affection depended on the love for Krishna. The husbands of gopis, all gopis were detached from all these things. So if you are chanting, remembering for 20 years, 30 years, and if your Gurudev is operating that thing, don't do marriage now, in the age of 60. Now you are old. Then he becomes worried. What Gurudev is doing? I wanted to marry and he disturbed all. He told that lady that don't marry with him. And then she told, I will not marry. And then he became. Why Gurudev told? Guru has a right reserved to operate disciples. Whether he is happy or unhappy. Because he is what? Rogi. And he is patient. And he has gone to Gurudev for this disease, for treatment. And if Gurudev is doing treatment, operating, then he becomes Samarvash. Now I am coming to first chapter, Jaiva Dharma. I have to tell so many things. First chapter is Nitya and Naimittik Dharma. Nitya Dharma means, have you Jaiva Dharma English? The Nitya Dharma means what? Transcendental, eternal religion. And Naimittik Dharma?
Temporary.
Bhaktivinoda Thakur is telling, in this universe, Prithvi Lok is superior in this whole universe. There are so many planets, lakhs and lakhs of planets. In all planets, sun, moon, and there are lakhs and lakhs of moons and suns, and all the you see twinkling stars. It may be that they are more greater than sun and others, but in whole planet, Prithvi is more superior. Why? Because Krishna, Ram, all came in this land. Jambu Deepi is rest. Jambu Deep, there are seven islands. Bigger islands were continents in this Prithvi. Seven. One of them is Jambudeep, where there was a tree of jambu, blackberry, oh, very big. And what is that tree? Black tree? You know, in Vrindavan, black tree? Tamal. And who is really Tamal? Oh, Tamal Krishna. So where Krishna is there? See, like this is Jambudeep. In Jambudeep, Bharatvarsh. First name was Arjavrata. But by the name of Bharat, you know Bharat Maharaj, how was dedicated to Krishna. And in three births, he was liberated. His Bharat Maharaj. Among his 100 brothers, he was king. And really he was more better than and superior than his 100 brothers. 99 brothers. And in that, Godbhumi is superior. You know Godbhumi? Godbhumi is five. The land between Jamuna and Sindhu in Punjab. One Godbhumi. Land between Ganges and Jamuna, Kanyakubja. Oh, this is second Gaur. The land between Ganga and Gomati, which is Shalagram is there, and passing through Ayodhya. Oh, this is third. And fourth, between Bengal and these rivers. This is Anga. This is one Gaur. And especially where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was taken, he took birth, is fifth Gaur. And Hussain Shah Badshah was the king in Gaur, where Rup Goswami and Sanatan Goswami were in his council. These are five Gaurs. And in Gaurs, North Deep Mandal is best among them. Do you know what is Navadvip? What is the meaning of Navadvip? But Nava Noai Man. Always. And they denote nine bhaktis. Sravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Shravanam, Padashiv. Oh. This Navadvip has been called in our Vedas and Upanishad and so many books. Shweta Deepa Bhajamyam. Rupa Goswami has quoted that verse of Vedas. Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur has quoted all these things. So Nadip is Swet Deep. In transcendental Golok Vrindavan, in Vrindavan has two parts, Krishna Lok and Swet Deep. Parishishta. Parishishta means? Parishishta means? Doing something, if something remained, supplementary perhaps. Complementary. Without Nadip, Vrindavan, and without Vrindavan, Nadip are incomplete. 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 Mixing both. Like separation and meeting. Both mix and then it is complete. Where there is no separation mode. Oh, that Sanjog is incomplete. So in this way. 12 bands and upabands of Vrindavan are in Navadvip, in any how in 9 islands. Like Madhuban, Talban, Kumudban, Bahulaban, Kamyaban, Khadirban, then Bhadraban, Bhandirban, Belban, Mahaban, Vrindavan, Lauhaban, Gokul Mahaban, Gokul Arupaban. So all bans, anyhow in Navadvip. Don't think that Jagannath Puri is superior than Navadvip. And more, Godavari Tat, where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu showed his Mahabhav Rasaraj mood there, is superior than Navadvip. Don't think like that. There are so many regions. Jagannath Puri is not superior than Navadvip. Navadvip is so much more superior than both places. How? Some devotees think like that. Where Mahabhav and Rasavad Mahabhav in Godavari he showed an high class of Harikatha. Raya Ramananda Sambha was done. This is the most highest place. And where in Gambhira Chaitanya Mahaprabhu he showed mode of separation, so jumping in ocean and relishing with Raya Ramananda and Sarup in Gambhira. How deepest and how highest class of that Harikatha. So these are most superior than Navadvip. Don't think like this. There are so many regions. Jagannath Puri, very highest, only especially for the Gambhira Lila of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It is like Dwaraka, Kurukshetra, and this place, Jagannath Puri, or any forest of Vrindavan are not there. Are Vrindavan, Gokul, or Bhandirban, Nandagaon, Varsana is in Dwarkapuri? In Godavari Tat? No. So Navadvip must be superior than this. In Navadvip, you know Godram Deep? He's telling about Godram Deep. Where is Godram Deep? Godram Deep in Nandagaon. Nearby, Varsana is there. So many places are there. In Navadvip. But in hidden way, Gupta Vrindavan. You know, Janmasthali Mayapur, birthplace of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It is Mathura and Gokul combined. Both combined. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took birth. Really he is Krishna, as he told. Taking the internal mood and complexion. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came there. Where he took birth in Vrindavan. Partly in Mathura and fully in Gokul. So both are combined here in Mayapur Yogpeeth.
and then crossing from there, coming to Koladip. What is this? Oh, Giriraj Ghat. All the kunds, all the caves, for playing with Sakha and Sakhi. Everything is there. So Koladip. And nearby Rasauli. Rasauli, you know? Rasasthali, fat. Or Chandra Sarovar is there, and in the foot of Giriraj Ghat. So this is our mutt called the Devananda Gaudiya mutt. Nearby Ritu Deep. What is Ritu Deep? Radha Kund and Shyam Kund there. So all are there. Our place, Guru has made our temple. Oh, it is on the bank of east, west bank of Ganga. That is on the bank of Jamuna. Mayapur is east side, on the bank of Ganges. And here is Rasasthali. Brahma has done so many astartes on the bank of Ganges, thousand and thousand. So many things. There is Panchbeni, Ganga, Jamuna, Saraswati, Godavari, Narmada, Sindhu, all are there. Manashi Ganga also is there. Radha Kund also. Shyam Kund. All are there. Very wonderful. Ritu Deep, Radha Kund, Shyam Kund. That is Kokil Ban. Mamgachi. Mamgachi means Madadrum. What is? Bahula Ban. In the north of Mayapur, what is? Bhadravan. Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur has told all these things. Jannudip, Bhandirvan. Shimantadip, all these things. So Vrindavan is in Navadip, not in Jagannath Puri or Godavari. Especially, one thing you should know. I'm telling those who are senior Vaishnav, they can understand. And those who are juniors, they should note down. They should know new. And for them, oh, you should know all these things very deeply. That Navadip, Navadip is Vrindavan. Especially, we see one thing. That there are two Ashtakaliya Leela. One of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Ashtakaliya Leela, you know, have heard. And Ashtakaliya Leela of Krishna and Radha, conjugal. This Ashtakaliya Leela, where it was done, where we meditate, Ashtakali, Navadvi, do we meditate in Jagannath Puri or there? What Leela? Vishwambharaya Dhimahi. Gauraya. Who is Gauraya? Why Gauraya? She explains something. Oh, instantship, mood and beauty of golden collar of Krishna. Really? Krishna. But now he has become a Radhika. Where he became Radhika? Really? Where? There are three Radhikas, you should know. One, Vrishabhanuja. Vrishabhanuja is Vrishabhanunandini. And then, Sanjogini and other is Yogini. Like Krishna, he never gives up. He goes out of Vrindavan. Never. Krishna and Rohini Nandarnam. Always in Vrindavan. They cannot go out of. If they are coming towards Mathura, oh, from the borderline they will return back to Vrindavan. And Vasudev Krishna and Vasudev, Baldev will return back to Mathura. Rohinananda Ram cannot return back. He will always be with Krishna. Who went to Mathura? One of the manifestation of Krishna went to Mathura and Dwarka. The pastimes of Krishna in Mathura and also in Dwarka are transcendental and everlasting, means
eternal.
And also the pastimes of Krishna, Prajandanandan, in Vrindavan is eternal. There Krishna, Vasudev Krishna, oh, eternal plane. And here, similarly, three Radhikas. One Radhika, but by mood it has been taken at three. Krishna will not change when he will go to Mathura. Only he will not use his flute and peacock feather. He will change his father, mother. But not shape, not form. Only mood will be changed. And this mood is main thing, prominent. Krishna can go everywhere. Dwarka he will go. Oh, form cannot be changed. He will be like Krishna. If there he is taking flute and pick up father and telling, I am son of Nanda Yashoda, oh, he is Krishna. Mood. And if not pick up feather and float and telling that I am son of Vasudeva Devaki, there he is telling, then his manifestation is there. Prakash, not Krishna himself, supreme. So likewise Srimati Radhika, oh, always with Krishna in Vrindavan. In Nandagaon, who is feeling so much samaration and oh, Bhramar Geet is there. What is this? Biyogini. Never biyog. Rupa Goswami has told in his and also in Ujjwal Nilmani. And that is why son of Sivananda Sen, he had not explained the leela of Mathura and Dwarka. He has just stopped there. Up till Ross he has done it. And after, nothing. They cannot feel they cannot tolerate separation. That Radhika should be separated with Krishna. Never. So Radhika is always with Krishna, with Nanda Nandan, and she is called Vrishubhanu Nandini. And who is feeling separation in Nandagaon, he is Biyogini. Same. But she is feeling Biyog. And then in Kurukshetra, who is she? Sanjogini. What is Sanjogini? For a moment she goes there, for 1 day, 2 days, 3 days. And keeping Krishna on his mental chariot, they bring Krishna to Vrindavan. This is Biyogini, Sanjogini. Always meeting, Sanjogini. So, in this mantra, Gauraya, Swaha, are Tanno Gaura Chodaya. Or this Lila, Vishwambhar. Who has this name, Vishwambhar? In Jagannath Puri, in cave? No. Where? Sachinandan Gaurhari here. Where he is giving so much knowledge, so much love and affection to jivas, of very high class of prem to Jagai Madhai, even he is giving. So Vishwambharaya Dhimahi, we should meditate in Navadvip, not in the caves in Gambhira. What Mahaprabhu played that role, it was opulence of Mahaprabhu. No? Very highest thing. Even there anyone cannot go.
Can they go? Only in the night. Who?
At that time, Rupa Goswami cannot go there. Though he is always hearing and knowing all these things. But anyone cannot go without Lalita and Vishakha. This is very opulent. In Godavari, he manifested Mahabhava Rasaraj Rup. It is opulence. So that even Lalita, Raya Raman began to pray like whom? Devaki or Arjun. Oh, you are saying like this. So these are opulence. Now deep no opulence. Playing with girls. Oh, can you marry? I want to marry you. If you will not marry, you will not be happy. Give your sandesh and kala to me. So it comes in the Ashtakali Leela of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So it is more superior than any Leela of... This is Swarshaki. And there, Mantramayi Upasana. So many deep things are this in Nodip. So you should try to know. I told in brief, very brief. So we are going where? In Godrum Deep, in Nandagaon. Where Prem Das Babaji was there. What is the Godrum? Godrum. Under the shade of a very big people tree, Ashwastha tree. Go. Which go?
Surabhi.
After Krishna pastime. Oh, she was fearing. Taking Indra here and did a thousand and thousand of years as devotees of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he saw in the last, oh, the form of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Mahabhava. Doing Nagar Sankirtan. There. So Navadvip is not ordinary thing, general thing. Very high thing. Here, Surabhi gave milk to Markandeya Rishi at the time of Pralaya. Always Surabhi gives what milk of bhakti? By the grace of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Bhakti Vinod Thakur is in Nandagaon, where Rupa Goswami has abode there. No, you know? In Nandagaon? Terkadamba. How glorious is Terkadamba? All these very sweet pastimes took place there. Police used to play on flute and thousand, all cows used to meet there. And he used to call Shyamali, Dhavali, Gange, Jamune, Pishangi. And his flute in the night war. Radhe, Lalite, Vishakhe, all these things. And all years to come. So many pastimes there. So he preferred Godrum Deep, Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur, like Rupa Goswami, preferred a bhajanasthali in the midst of Nandagaon and Jawat. And this is like shame. In Godrum, very nearer to Janmasthal, that is Gokul and Mathura, like Antardeep. But he preferred Nandagaon. Why? Separation and meeting, both are there. Both are there. So let us go to Godrum. With me you should all come and do pranam in Godrum Kunja, Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur, where his bhajanasthali and samadhi both is there. And then we should begin Jai Vadharma. Go. Because they are never separated. For Leela, Radha Krishna Pranay Vikriti Smart Ladini Shakti, more
ke bhedam gatau tau chaitanya akhya prakatamatmuna tat vayancha akma. For Leela Ras they have become two, but they are one. So always meeting, but in meeting also separation. And this is Madana Khabhav. Thank you. It was. But in the heart of Mahaprabhu, he expressed somewhere in Navadvipa. And Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur has told, and in Chaitanya Charitamrita it has been told. Those who will go deep, oh, they can collect all these things. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, without Madanakhya Bhav, he is not Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Especially for this mood, he is Chaitanya. He is Sachinandan Govinda. Especially for this.
And Svetadvipa is tasting also in Prakat.
Yes. Whether like seed or like Prakat, but everywhere it will. Mahamantra Gauranga Bolita. I want that you should be ready with drama play. Very useful, instructive, with instructions.
Gauranga bolite hobe phulakar sharira hari hari bolite nai yanne babene ra. Aro kobe nitai chande karuna hoi be samsara vasana mora kobe tu chahabe. Vishaya chariya kabe suddha bimana kabe hamahe revo Shri Vrindavana. Rupa Raghunata Pade Hoibe Akuti Kabe Hama Puja Bose Jugala Piriti. Raghunata Pade Rahu Morasa Pratana Karoye Sada Na Narottamadasa. Bolo Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Nitai Gaura Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol. Nitai Gaura Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol.
My request is this, in the morning also try to attend Aarti, Mangala Aarti, and then Tulsi Parikrama, be given water in Tulsi, and Tulsi prayer. After that you can sit and begin Vande Aham and all these kirtans, Guru Tattva, then Mahaprabhu Nityananda, Vaishnava, and then Radha and Krishna. After that, there should be a class. After that, you can give some rest. Oh, they can do their other things. Remembering, chanting, and so. After that, there should be a class. Whether there are so many Radhanath. You have done?
Yes.
And try to follow. And I request all the devotees, as much as possible, they should attend all these classes. For these, they have come. Don't waste your time. And then, anyone do at about 10, and after that, prasadam and everything. And evening, before evening, my class, anyone can keep class. Shamrani, who you so many Krishna bhajan and all. So you should follow all and try to come. Especially, I told it that when I came, very few devotees were there. If anyone is Krishna bhajan or anyone is giving class, only 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Not like this. Try to hear. Because they are telling the words of Chaitanya Charitamrita, Srimad Bhagavad Gita and Krishna and Guru Bhargava.
So we should try to come. I could have come, but I am doing something very most important things. I am working very hard, day and night. So in morning, I have to do, and also I am old person, neglected.
Nobody comes
yes.
to see you.
So I want to do something. So I am doing. Otherwise I have come in morning class also. But if I will come, so much loss will be there for our sampradaya. So I want to do something.
Tomorrow morning,
oh, yes, sir. About? After this, aarti will be done. Aarti and Tulsi Parikrama. And if needed some classes like that, or prasadam like this, but follow completely our schedule.
Hare Krishna, for the kind attention of devotees, some devotees has requested for initiation. So initiation will be take place day after tomorrow in the house of Paramananda Prabhu, where Srila Gurudev is hosting at present time. Time will be 8 a.m. So whoever want initiation, I request them all, please register your name either with Brajanath Prabhu is over here, or Ashram Maharaj, or Samarani Didi, or Vrindavan Vilasini Didi. So please register your name who want initiation tomorrow with any one of them. And initiation will be day after tomorrow, 8 a.m., the house of Paramananda Prabhu. Hare Krishna.
Especially, I want that the devotees, local devotees. Oh, I think that he is the best
Prajavalla
person.
Prajavalla Prabhu
knows them.
Paramananda Prabhu.
And Paramananda, Dinabandha they
Prabhu.
Should come through them.
Yes, Dinabandha Prabhu.
And if they will certify, and you should check whether they are qualified or not.
Recommendation needed by local devotee.
Thank you.
Hare Krishna. Tomorrow morning, as Gurudev just mentions, even though he's so much absorbed in writing, but still he loves Brajavallabha Prabhu so much, and we stayed there for so many years. His whole family is so dear to Gurudev. So tomorrow morning Gurudev will visit Brajavallabha Prabhu's house. All those who have transportation,
what time?
They are welcome. At 7 o'clock, Gurudev will be there. Or also the house of Devananda Prabhu and Surati Didi, they are also very dear to Gurudev. And we will visit them on the way back or on the way there. So you can think what is best. But Gurudev will speak at the house of Brajavallabha Prabhu.
Oh, very little.
Yes?
Thank you. Dehari. Oh.
Rama Sule. No.